The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We'll talk about a government formation before any of that. Malcolm Byrne is with me, who is a new Fianna Fáil TD, or rather a Fianna Fáil TD for a new constituency, Wicklow Wexford. Malcolm, you're welcome to the show. Congratulations on your, I was going to say re-election to the Dáil, your election in this constituency for the first time.
Thanks very much, Kieran, and good afternoon to you and good afternoon to your listeners.
So when you look at the maths, I mean, the narrative seems to have evolved to the stage now that nobody's really talking about the Soc Dems or Labour anymore. It's independence, isn't it?
Well, first of all, I think we need to reflect on the outcome of the election. And from a Fianna Fáil perspective, we're very grateful to the voters who've returned us as the largest party with 48 seats and with the highest number of votes. That's a mandate that we respect. And what's going to be important when our parliamentary party meets tomorrow and in the weeks ahead is that the issues contained within our manifesto, the priorities that we set out, that they underpin the next programme for government. And that means looking at making further progress on housing, particularly affordable housing, but also investment in health, in education, on generation renewal and agriculture. Those issues underpinned our manifesto, and we're going to try to ensure, and will ensure, in fact, that when the programme for government is negotiated, that those critical policy issues are addressed.
Whose manifesto is then most closely aligned with the Fianna Fáil manifesto?
Well, I think, you know, it's realistic to say that I think there will be an expectation that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will be talking. I'm certainly, you know, not opposed to talking to Labour and the Progressive Democrats on a lot of the, and then the Social Democrats rather, on a lot of the issues relating to, you know, investment in public services. There's common ground, and certainly during the last Oireachtas, you know, on housing issues, Labour were responsible in many ways, a responsible opposition. They didn't just oppose for opposition's sake. They were interested in trying to find solutions. And I think if we can work in that way, regardless of whether or not Labour goes into government, that will be welcome. But, I mean, the decision on who forms the government, it will ultimately be after negotiations between the parties and possibly independents. And then any proposed programme for government will ultimately have to be put to the membership of Fianna Fáil to vote on the programme. And what's critical in that is that the issues that we regard as important, housing being the top priority, but other areas as well, that they are addressed in that programme.
I don't expect you or anybody else to have the negotiation kind of live on national radio, but are there issues that, for you and for your colleagues in the party, that would be red lines? You know, we might compromise elsewhere, but these are the core issues, core to our manifesto, core to our platform, core to our success in the election.
Well, if you look at what we spoke about in our manifesto, that will give people a pretty good idea. It was a quite comprehensive manifesto about the priority areas. For us, the reason why Fianna Fáil went into government on the last occasion was to ensure that we started to address the housing crisis. There has been significant progress. We are seeing, for instance, the number of social houses has dramatically increased. I know, for instance, in my own case, this constituency, the council housing list in Wicklow and in Wexford, in both counties, it's down by a third over the period 2020 to 2024. We've got to continue to do that. But I think one thing that we have been prioritising is affordable housing for those, you know, people who work hard, who pay their taxes. They should have the right to aspire to own their own home. I think that's certainly a difference between you know, ourselves and, say, Sinn Féin and other parties of the left, where we support very much the concept of home ownership and that you own the ground on which the home is built. And, you know, that's going to be critical. But we also want to see, you know, addressing issues around disability services, access to special needs places, access to GPs. So investment in public services, and I would argue this again, differentiates ourselves a bit from Fine Gael.
Yeah.
You know, we regard that as critically important for the mandate of the next government. And we will be placing a priority on those issues.
Barry Heenahan is with us as well. Barry is a new independent deputy for Dublin Bay North. Barry, congratulations as well to you and the outcome of the election. I assume your phone is on, willing to talk to anybody.
Thanks a million. Yeah, my phone has been ringing all day. I actually haven't been able to get back to everyone. I just want to say thank you to all the people in Dublin Bay North for putting their trust in me as a first-time candidate to get elected. It's a great honour, and I'm humbled. And going forward, I want the best for Dublin Bay North, and that's it.
And listen, I'm sure you're still kind of getting your head around what all of this means and what it means for you and for the future and everything and the kind of the work life and everything you're going to be exposed to for the next 5 years. But when you look at the numbers, what's your thinking in terms of government formation?
Well, listen, it's all to play for. I believe everyone's going to be talking to everyone. We want a stable government going forward. I do think that independents can offer a people politics rather than party politics, which can really add great stability and mindset into the government. I think there's a lot of things to be discussed, and my team is behind me. We're not going to do anything yet without jumping in. We need to talk to everyone. And I delivered a 4-page leaflet with my mandate. And if I can get that to be delivered, that is what Dublin Bay North is after electing me on, and that's what I'll stand by.
Have you been speaking to, you know, the likes of Finian McGrath about this period, kind of interregnum and how to kind of position yourself in the best way?
Of course. Finian has been critical for me from day one, getting elected to the council and going forward and successfully winning the general election campaign. I can't thank him enough. Finian has great experience. He was in government for 20 years. Mm. He was in the Dáil for 20 years. He wasn't in government. But the thing that Finian can offer me is he's shown me the pros and cons and going forward and how to represent the people of Dublin Bay North. We need a new A&E in Beaumont Hospital. We need a cystic fibrosis unit. Grailscale Rock Run needs a permanent school building. There's a lot of things. Yeah. I've been walking the streets of Dublin Bay North and I've heard the frustration in people's minds, that's what I really want to represent.
Barry, as well, there's two models you could pursue in terms of kind of supporting government. You could do what kind of Finian did, along with others, with John Halligan and others, and go into government, or you could do what kind of the likes of Tony Gregory has done in the past or had done in the past, whereby you don't take a cabinet portfolio, you're not in government, but you'll support them in return, maybe for some of the things you talk about there, for an upgraded emergency department. Have you kind of a preference for one or the other?
Well, that's the thing. We need a new A&E in Beaumont Hospital. We need a cystic fibrosis unit, and the plans are there for a 20-bed cystic fibrosis unit. There needs to be investment into the IWA and the CRC. There needs to be a permanent school building for Grailscale Rock Run. We need community investment throughout Dublin Bay North. Dublin Bay North is a huge constituency that stretches the whole way from Fairview to Howth and up to the airport. There's a robust need for reform in Dublin Bay North. And I'm honoured to have been represented by the people there. And I'm going to do the best for the people who have given me this opportunity to represent them.
Well, Pat Carey has been through all of this from the government side of things, former Fianna Fáil TD for Dublin North West and a former minister as well. Pat, you're welcome to the show and it's good to talk to you.
Thanks, Kieran.
How are Micheál Martin and his kind of colleagues amongst the senior members of Fianna Fáil going to be thinking about the next few days and weeks?
I mean, they've been thinking about this for a long time, and I suppose you've seen the manifestation of it in their program their manifesto. Now, not many people sit down before the election to go through the manifesto. A lot of it is studied now by the successful holders of the office of TD, which is a great honour in itself, but it's a very busy one. As one of the people who's just been elected has just discovered, and it goes on like that. Now, what will happen over the next days and probably weeks is the ideas, the platforms, policy areas that are closest to everybody's heart will be put onto the table. Now, not every piece of good ideas will, for all practical purposes, have to be just put into the mix and see how it comes out. But believe it or not, once the momentum gets going, it goes pretty quickly. There are people around constantly drafting documents and drafts of documents, so that the final product can emerge reasonably quickly. The priorities of party leaders obviously are going to be reflected, and they're important. I mean, Micheál Martin is a long time round. He knows what the important areas for the Fianna Fáil party are. I mean, I would have been around him myself in the area of health, education, foreign affairs, climate change, all of those. He knows those pretty well inside out.
Yeah.
And so are the people around him. And then the new people like Malcolm Byrne, who are just coming on board, they're not coming empty-handed. They're coming with a whole shopping list of stuff, and a lot of it is stuff that they have initiated themselves at local level. It has become a national pastime, if you like, to be bashing away at manifestos and,
yeah,
and so on. But there will be a programme for government. It's got to be coherent. It's got to be achievable. There is no point in pie in the sky stuff, but there's got to be achievable objectives. And you're in there for 5 years at most. Everything going in your favour, and you need to hit the ground running, and the government will be expected to hit the ground running, and I have no doubt whatsoever that would be the case.
And Pat, you were chief whip as well for a time in government as well. I mean, how easy or otherwise would you expect it to be to manage kind of maybe three or four independents in government rather than a bloc, a party, the Labour Party, the Sock Dems, or whoever, the PDs back in the day?
Well, when I was chief whip, the independents who were supporting the government were tried and trusted. You knew what they were asking to be delivered was what they wanted, and they weren't going to back down on it. So they didn't make any kind of false demands or anything like that. You need people who are reliable, who keep their word, who have an understanding of the intricacies of the administration system. It's one thing to have great ideas. How achievable are they? And nowadays, all parties have a fairly serious group of policy wonks who are around the place, both full-timers and drafted in from universities and so on to provide ideas. And all of those are their ideas will be in the mix, and they'll come in pretty quickly. They'll be costed, and a lot of them will be jettisoned because of the level of cost that might involve starting something new. And is there is the idea that you're putting forward achievable in the time frame of a government of 5 years? The housing one, health, education, foreign affairs, because foreign affairs will become a major area when the Trump presidency takes over. I think it would be batten down the hatches and fasten the seatbelts in a lot of cases if what we think might happen will happen.
Well, listen, one aspect of foreign affairs, security and defence, kind of absolutely absent in this campaign, but we're going to be talking about it after 6 o'clock. In the meantime, Pat, thanks a million for chatting to us. Appreciate it. Pat Carey is a former Fianna Fáil TD and a former government minister, was chief whip as well. Barry Heenahan, who's a new independent deputy for Dublin Bay North, and Malcolm Byrne, who is a TD again after a short time in the Shannon, this time for the new constituency of Wicklow Wexford. Malcolm, Barry and Pat, thank you all very much.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.